Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show, coming to you live, commercial-free, from my super-secret bat cave. Folks, we are back and back in the middle of greatness, and wow. Big stuff going on today. We've got the preview of the 2024 WWE draft. And I gotta say, this is like the most, I'm not just saying this, I think this is the most anticipated draft ever. The card, or the rosters are just stacked. Rosters are stacked, and you've got a lot of great people from NXT possibly going up to the main roster. So, I mean, it is an exciting time. Now, if you are new here, welcome on in. This is your one-stop shop for everything WWE. So, come on in, kick your feet up, get something to drink. Let's just have some fun. We're going to be talking about the draft today. I'm going to go through the entire roster and just basically say, yeah, this is where I think they're going to go. Now, I am still efforting. I am still efforting to watch Dark Side of the Ring Season 5 and the Bray Wyatt documentary. So, still efforting on that. But, anyways, let's get going. And let's go to the main source, if you will, and that is WWE.com. So, we're going to go through all of the people. Now, the champions, they're there. We're pretty much just going to, you know, keep pretty much in a bit of a floating state. So we won't worry about any of those. So I'm just going to go through each individual very quickly and just basically say, hey, this is where I think they should go, and this is why I think they should go there. Now, I will let you know, there will be some people that are not active as of this recording, that are still apparently on the roster of WWE. And then, yeah, so let's just, oh, and then there's also going to be some names that I don't honestly recognize. So, I'll just be honest and I'll say, yeah, I don't really have a good read on the person. So let's start off with Adam Pearce. Look, Adam Pearce is killing it on Raw as the general manager. I don't think that there should be a swap between Raw and SmackDown. So I think he's doing amazing work. Adriana Rizzo, apparently she's, Oh, she's with the family. Okay, she's with the family down in NXT, Tony D and all that. Considering that they haven't really moved the family much. She's going to still be down in NXT. AJ Styles. Now, this one is an interesting one because he won his number one contendership match with LA Knight. Yeah, last night on SmackDown to face Cody Rhodes in Cody's first title defense in Lyon, France at WrestleMania Backlash coming up next month. And so you would think AJ should be on, should be on SmackDown. I know that I said that, I would keep the champions kind of as floaters. You can go either Raw, SmackDown, NXT, whatever. It would make the most sense if they have rebranded the WWE Universal Championship to the Undisputed WWE Championship. That would make more sense because that is your main belt to have it on Raw. But we'll see. But for right now, AJ is going to be staying on SmackDown, I believe. Akam, Razor. I think they've been doing really good work with Paul Ellering, with my man, Karrion Kross, Scarlett. I'd say that they are going to be on Raw. I think that's where I think they would have the best chance for success. Akira Tozawa, now, because of the heel turn by Chad Gable this past Monday, I gotta say, I think that Akira Tozawa might need to go to SmackDown. Alba Fire, Kaylee Ray. You want to talk about a person that has just plummeted off the face of the planet. It's Alba Fire. She was the longest reigning NXT UK women's champion. But outside of, a title run, a tag title run with her partner Isla Dawn, she's really not done much. And I know that you're trying to change names, and maybe this was her decision, but I would change your name back to Kaylee Ray, and I'd have her on SmackDown. I think that's a good starting off point to try to see if you can build Kaylee Ray back up. Alexa Bliss, again, she is one of the inactives. I think if she's willing to come back, we're on Raw. She is a star. You want your stars on your main show. Lisa Taylor, she's killing it as the ring announcer down in NXT. Would not move her. Andrade, he just came back. He's with the LWO. Right now, they are on Raw. I would keep them on Raw. Andre Chase. Sky is too good to be down in NXT. I'm not just saying that. I've seen him in other promotions, and I thought, man, this guy, he's just too good to be down in NXT. I don't really think that you should be breaking up Chase U, though. So, unfortunately, I think Andre Chase is still going to be down in NXT. Andy Shepherd. Believe he's still... there. No, he's not there. Okay, so... yeah, so he... so Andy Shepherd is not there anymore. It's a shame. He really did do some amazing work, you know, over Cross Pond NXT UK. Angel, I mean, you know, he's with Legado del Fantasma, and you would think that there's still some life between Legado versus LWO, so I'd keep him on Raw. Angelo Dawkins, I know they tried to break up the Street Profits. Didn't really work. He's in, you know, with the Kingdom. Or, not the Kingdom, the Pride. The Pride, I get those two mixed up. The Pride. And so I would say if you wanted LWO versus Legado del Fantasma on Raw, you have the Pride versus Final Testament on SmackDown. I think that'd be all right. Apollo Crews, he's dropped off the face of the planet too. I would actually have him go back down to NXT, and it's not a punishment. It's more of a, we don't have anything really for you up here, so you go down there, you help train people, and you keep doing what you're doing, and I think that's amazing. Ariana Grace, she is doing absolutely amazing work down in NXT as Miss NXT. Ashanti Adonis, I mean, you know, it brought him back. It brought back B-Fab. B-Fab is actually doing, you know, a good job, you know, in a valet role. In a valet role. If they're serious about doing something with the Ashanti, I'd say take him down to NXT. Asuka's the champion, so she's basically a floater. Austin Theory, I don't think that, Austin Theory, I don't think they're gonna, you know, take A-Town down under. off of SmackDown. Ava's been killing it as general manager of NXT. So, obviously, she's not leaving. Axiom isn't leaving. B-Fab, I mean, I would say maybe. I'd say maybe keep her on. I believe she's on Raw. Keep her on. Or actually, no, she's with the Pride. I'd take her to SmackDown. Baron Corbin. Now this one's an interesting one. Baron Corbin, very successful down in NXT. Won the NXT Tag Team Championships. I think has resurrected his career some. But do you have him up on the main roster? I know that's the expectation, but do you have Baron Corbin up there? And do you still have him up there with Bron Breakker as the Wolf Dogs? I think that's a bet that you take. And especially now that you have two separate tag team divisions, thank goodness. Oh, very quickly. By now, y'all have seen the new designs for the Raw tag titles, SmackDown tag titles. Those are gorgeous titles. Those are just gorgeous. I saw the picture of the SmackDown titles. I got giddy because those are the same. It's the same design. It's different, you know, metal, but it's the same design as the tag titles from when I was a kid back in the 80s. So I was digging the whole thing. Bayley, like I said, she's a champion. Becky Lynch. I'd say SmackDown, only for the fact that I think, you know, especially with, you know, with Rhea being gone, being forced to vacate her women's title. I mean, Bayley is, you know, the WWE Women's Champion. So, if you want more, like, four horsemen, or four horsewoman, I should say, pardon me, more four horsewoman matches, then yeah, I would have Becky Lynch on SmackDown. Otherwise, because they're going to have a Battle Royal coming up on Monday for the vacated Women's World Heavyweight Championship. I'd say, if Becky wins that and becomes the new champion, then yeah, obviously keep her. You know, I mean, you know, she'd be a champion and she could float between, you know, the brands. If she needs to. But otherwise, yeah, I'd have her on SmackDown. Humberto Carrillo and Angel Garza, part of Legado. And again, if you want Legado versus the LWO, you keep them on Raw. Now this next one is very interesting. She is inactive. WWE is still listing her as a part of the company, and that is Beth Phoenix. I know that the expectation was that Beth would go with Adam Copeland, Edge, to NXT. Or not NXT. slip of the tongue. To AEW. But considering that AEW is struggling, they are struggling to get past 800,000, you know, viewers, you know, a week, and you're playing to 3,000 people in like a 12,000 seat arena or 10,000, even a 9,000 seat arena is bad. Yeah. You know, I don't know if Beth should go to AEW. I think if she wanted to really compete, and that's all she really cared about was competing, and she didn't worry about, oh, I'm not going to be seen by, you know, half the crowd. I'm not going to have a full packed house, then yeah, I'd say maybe she goes to AEW. Maybe she helps out with the women's division down there. Otherwise, I think that Betty Phoenix should go back to NXT to become a trainer and to be that third voice on commentary. I know that, you know, they're trying to have just, you know, two people, you know, each. Sometimes, you know, you have that third voice and, you know, they get kind of drowned out, but I would say, all right, let's give this a whirl. Bianca Belair, again, a lot is to be determined if she is in this Battle Royal on Monday, and if she wins the vacated World Championship. Women's World Championship. If she does, then yeah, you're gonna, you know, I mean, she's gonna be a floater, and I think that's gonna be great. If she doesn't win, well, I would say, because Jade Cargill is on SmackDown, and she was signed to SmackDown, I would bring Bianca over to SmackDown. Just saying. Big E. Now, there's been rumors, there's been hints that maybe, just maybe, this is the end of the line for Big E. He does a great job, you know, with, you know, the pre-show stuff, the kickoff shows. So maybe you have Big E stay retired, and that's a shame. That's an absolute shame. Blair Davenport, man, before her injury down in NXT, she was killing it. I mean, she was killing it. She was doing amazing work. Probably the best work she's done. now, We don't know if or when NXT Europe is going to be a thing. You know, a lot of people, myself included, thought it was going to be last year. Then we thought it was going to be at some point, you know, this year, like after WrestleMania. Well, now we're after WrestleMania, and we still haven't heard anything about NXT Europe. So, I mean, do you bring Blair up to the main roster? I mean, I think it's now or never. But if WWE isn't quite sure about what to do with Blair, I keep her down in NXT. Boa didn't realize they were still in WWE. no disrespect. I think he could could be, you know, amazing, you know, as person that's, you know, down, you know, NXT, but they're gonna have to really make that decision. Bobby Lashley, he's with Pride, so again, I would say he goes to SmackDown. Booker, he's doing a great job as NXT color commentator. Keep him down there. Another inactive, Braun Strowman. This one is weird because when he came back this last time, there was this idea that, you know, okay, now we're really going to build him up. Now we're really going to give him a good go. And then he got injured again, and it's just kind of like, okay, what the heck? So, if he is, you know, if he is, you know, going to be there, I'd say probably put him on SmackDown for this year so that, you know, you could, you know, not overexpose him. And yeah. Brinley Reese, I don't really know her work, unfortunately. So I think she will still be in NXT. Brock Lesnar. Here is another inactive, and it has an asterisk by it because of all of the allegations with Vince McMahon, you know, and all that. If Brock's still there, might want to have him on SmackDown. But that's if he's still there. Bron Breakker, him and Baron Corbin, if they're going to be, you know, Wolf Dogs up main roster, I think you have them over in, you have them over in SmackDown. Bronco Nima with Out the Mud, OTM down NXT. I've seen him. I think he's got tremendous upside. I think he's got tremendous talent. You know, he's a bigger guy, but he's still relatively new. I'd keep him down in NXT. Big Bronson Reed. This guy has been the breakout star of the WWE Speed Championship Tournament. And, I mean, Bronson Reed, man, this guy, he is just a star waiting to be broken out. I really believe that. I think you put him on Raw. Brooks Jensen, you know, I think he still has a lot to prove down in NXT. Brutus, well, I'm going to lump Brutus and Joyce Creed. You know, I don't want to sack the SmackDown tag division too much, so I would say the Creed brothers are on Raw. Byron Saxton, doing a great job as the moderator, host for the press conferences. So I think that's where you keep him. Cameron Grimes. Cameron Grimes, you want to talk about a star that has fallen just precipitously, there we go, fallen so far, so fast. It's Cameron Grimes. The guy has star written all over him down in NXT. He's mightily struggled on the main roster. You might as well. Just if you've got nothing for him on the main roster, send him back down to NXT. You know, Candice LeRae, she's taken on more of a managerial role, especially with Indy Hartwell. Her and Indy have had issues. Believe that was on Raw. So, if you want to explore that, then have them both on Raw. Carlito stays on Raw with the LWO. Carmella, now she's another inactive, and because her husband Corey Graves is the lead play-by-play for SmackDown, and according to Michael Cole, the heir apparent, which is like mind-blowing to me, the heir apparent. If she does come back, you put her on SmackDown. Carmelo Hayes, I think you put him on Raw. I think he's ready. He's as advertised, he's ready. You know, he's done everything he could do, possibly do down in NXT. You got to strike while the iron is hot. Kathy Kelly, she does a great job as an interviewer. Cedric Alexander. Now, there was a Cedric Alexander sighting during the NXT, or not NXT, the WWE Speed tournament. He lost, but you know, he's doing all right. I don't see him on the main roster, and it's nothing personal. I just don't see him on the main roster unless you know, he wants to join the Pride. Kind of a callback to the Hurt Business. Chad Gable, I mean, he just turned. Now, just because he turned, that doesn't necessarily mean anything, but as to where he goes, but you know, I think, you know, that, you know, he's got a rivalry, there we go, with Sami Zayn going, and I think you keep him on Raw. Saying Channing stacks Lorenzo, part of the family. Again, I don't really know if they see much in the family on the main roster. So keep him down in NXT. Charlie Dempsey, NXT. Charlotte Flair. Now, she's another inactive. And, I mean, her husband Andrade, I did say, you know, Raw because of the LWO. I think Charlotte goes up to Raw. Can't do the name justice. Not like Samantha Irvin, but Chelsea Green and Paper Niven, they have been. You know, they've been champions. They've been sniffing around being champions. Again, a lot of these women, you know, their fates are going to be determined on Monday during that battle royal. Chelsea wins, of course she stays on Raw. If Chelsea loses, and still have her on Raw. CM Punk. You know, I would say probably have him on SmackDown. I don't know. I mean, he is a star, but I don't know. Maybe you have him on SmackDown. Cody Rhodes, of course, he's champion. Cora Jade. Cora's been, you know, she's been inactive too. I think that she still has lots to prove down in NXT. Before her injury, I would have said, yeah, absolutely put her up, you know, up top. But because she got that injury, I would say, you know, You have Cora, Jade stay down in NXT. Greg Graves, I mean, SmackDown killing it. Cruz del Toro, right now, he's on SmackDown, but like I said, if you wanted to have LWO versus Legado del Fantasma on Raw, then you know you move them up to Raw. Dakota Kai, right now she's on SmackDown with Damage Control. Don't want to stack the women's card or women's roster too much on SmackDown, So I would say that damage control goes to Raw. Damian Priest, champion. Damon Kemp right now is still in the NXT, and I think he needs, he needs more seasoning, as Jim Ross would say. Danny Bomber, I don't really know much about her. I think, she should be down in, NXT. Dante Chen, don't know too much about him. I think he should be in NXT. Dexter Lumis, Dijak, those should all be NXT. Dirty Dom. Dirty Dom. With Judgment Day. Keep him on Raw. Dragon Lee. I'm really not sure where to put Dragon Lee. Take a quick look. He's on SmackDown right now. If he's part of the LWO, which, he is, you move him over to Raw. This next one is very interesting. Drew Gulak and the will he or won't he be fired because of his conduct towards Ronda Rousey. If he's not fired, then I'd still keep him down. NXT. Drew McIntyre, I would have him on, I'd have him on SmackDown. Duke Hudson, love Duke, but I think he needs to still be down in NXT. Eddie Thorpe, seen bits and pieces of. I think he should be down in NXT. Edris Enalfe, I love Enalfe and Blade. But I think they're still down in the NXT. Electra Lopez, she's been doing, amazing work. I think NXT. Elton Prince, part of Bree Deli. Right now, says he's on Raw. Again, I don't want to stack SmackDown too much, so I'd say keep Bree Deli on Raw. Eric and Ivar, Viking Raiders. I'd actually have him down in NXT. Because the tag team division is just so stacked, I would actually have him down in NXT. And again, it's not a demotion, it's not punishment, it's just, I think that there's really not much for the Viking Raiders up on the main roster. Fallon Henley should be NXT. Finn, if you're going to keep Judgment Day together, then yeah, you have him on Raw. Gable Steveson. Gable Steveson is an interesting case. Do you have, you know, do you have, you know, do you have Gable still be a part of WWE? I mean, he's made a handful of appearances since winning his gold medal in Tokyo 3 years ago now. I don't know. And maybe Gable, you know, has decided to try to, you know, win one more, you know, to win one more gold medal in Paris later on this summer. I don't know. But Gable, I think, should be down in NXT. Gigi Dolan, NXT, Giovanni Vinci. I think him, well, basically, you know, Kaiser, Vinci, and I'm always going to call him Walter, Imperium. I think they should be up on Raw. Because right now, they are on Raw, so I would keep them on Raw. Let's see. Grayson Waller just won the SmackDown championships. I would keep him on SmackDown. Greg Miller, you know, if he's still around, heck of an announcer, heck of a commentator. Walter, keep him on Raw. Guru Raj. Now, I don't know much about this fella, so I'd keep him down, you know, NXT. Hank Walker, you know, he's in with Charlie Dempsey. So yeah, I'd have him selling the NXT. Ilya Dragunov. Now, this is an interesting situation because everybody to a person says Ilya is ready. Ilya is ready. All right. Pardon me. but, you know, hey, you know, if Ilya is still champion, yeah, I wouldn't draft him just yet. Maybe next year. India Hartwell, she's on Raw. If you're gonna keep storyline going between her and Candace, yeah, I'd have them both on Raw. Isla Dawn, lots going to be determined, you know, with this Women's Battle Royal. Honestly, think that they should break up her and Alba Fire. Ivar, of course, you know, with Eric, I think they should be down in NXT. Ivy Nile, she's with the Creeds, so have them on Raw. Io Sky, the former champion, with Damage Control. Right now, I'd have them on Raw. Jackie Redmond. Let me. Yeah, so she's a reporter. Keep her, you know, in that role. JC Jane, I think she still needs some work down in NXT. Jade Cargill, she's signed to SmackDown. Jada Parker, keep down in NXT. Jakara Jackson, NXT. Javier Bernal, NXT. JD McDonagh, you know, hey, you know, you have him still on Raw. Jerry Lawler, another inactive, but sounds like he is more of a kickoff show person now. Main event, Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso, considering that Jimmy essentially got, I think, kicked out of the bloodline. I think you put the Usos back together. Just makes sense. You can split them up again at some point, but I think they need to get back together. And beyond Raw. Jinder Mahal was let go by WWE. Joaquin Wilde, of course, he's with the LWO. Joe Coffey, have not seen Joe Coffey in a long time. I still have him down NXT. Joe Gacy, NXT. John Cena is semi-retired, so there's that. Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. Have him on Raw. Right now, he is on Raw, so yeah, I keep him on Raw. So, there's that. Josh Briggs, NXT, Joyous Creed, you know, SmackDown. Kairi Sane, she's a champion. Carl Anderson and Lou Gallows, I think they're killing it down in NXT. I think he so have them down in NXT. Let's see where they. Well, right now they say, you know, he's on SmackDown. I would still have him on NXT. Right. Carmen Petrovic. Seeing her, I think she's got some really good upside, but I would keep her down in NXT. King Carter, and Gaetan Chance, K Squared. I put him on SmackDown. Actually, I think that would be a, you know, a good thing for them. Caleb Braxton, she does amazing work as a reporter. Kalani Jordan, Kelly Kincaid, NXT. Kevin Owens. They have on SmackDown. Kevin James, NXT. So, that is the first half, essentially. So, I will be back. We will continue on with the draft. And don't go anywhere.